Nagbunga na ng isang mahalagang kasunduan ang kasalukuyang formal na negosasyon sa pagitan ng National Democratic Front of the Philippines at gobyerno ng Republika ng Pilipinas sa ikatlong araw nito dito sa Roma, Italia. Pinirmahan kapon ng umaga ang supplemental guidelines para sa Joint Monitoring Committee ng Comprehensive Agreement on Respect for Human Rights and International Humanitarian Law o CARIL. Ayon sa magkabilang panig, mahalaga ang kasunduang ito dahil nagpapakita ito ng kaseryosohan ng parehong GRP at NDFP na isulong ang usapang pangkapayapaan at magbigay ng pakinabang sa mamamayan. Ayon kay GRP Negotiating Panel Chairperson Silvestre Bello III,
I am indeed very glad that this CARIL, which I was privileged to negotiate and sign with the NDF in 1998, now come into actual fruition with the adoption today of the supplemental guidelines for the full operation of its Joint Monitoring Committee. The full operation of the Joint Monitoring Committee with its supplemental guidelines in place should not be difficult under our legal regime that includes new and bold laws and statutes upholding human rights and international humanitarian law. I therefore view the signing today of these supplemental guidelines not only as an affirmation of the Duterte administration's commitment to human rights protection and to adherence to international humanitarian law, but likewise a concrete dividend of this round of talks. This should be taken as an incentive for all of us to work harder in the remaining 3 days of this round of talks.
Ayon naman kay NDFP Negotiating Panel Chairperson Fidel Agcawili,
the NDFP of course welcomes the signing of the supplemental guidelines. And so finally now, under President Duterte, we made the determination to sign the supplemental guidelines. You know, the importance of the supplemental guidelines is that it will govern the operations of the Joint Monitoring Committee as well as the Joint Secretariat. And these supplemental guidelines will help to the processing of these complaints, how they will be dealt with by each side, and also should there be a determination that the Joint Monitoring Committee would conduct investigation on the complaints, then it is also here provided for in the supplemental guidelines. So it's a very welcome development. It is definitely an advance in the ongoing peace negotiations. And we thank the GRP and its monitoring committee for cooperating or helping us that together we were able to forge this agreement.
Ang Joint Monitoring Committee ay noong Pebrero 2004 pa nabuo sa isa ring formal na usapan sa pagitan ng GRP at NDFP sa Oslo, Norway. Subalit matapos buuin at buksan ang tanggapan ng Joint Secretariat nito sa Cubao, Quezon City noong Hunyo 2004, hindi na ito nagkaroon ng joint activities. Partikular na pinanghihinayangan ng NDFP ang pag-ayaw ng GRP sa ilalim ng gobyernong Gloria Arroyo at Benigno Aquino na imbestigahan ang libo-libong reklamong natanggap ng JMC ng paglabag sa karapatang pagtao ng mga sibilyan. Sa datos ng NDFP noong Mayo ng 2016, mayroon ng 6,400 reklamo ang kanilang natatanggap. 4,500 sa mga ito ang reklamo na paglabag sa karapatang pantao na umano'y kagagawan ng militar, polis at paramilitar ng GRP, samantalang 2,000 naman ang reklamo laban sa NDFP. Sinabi ni NDFP Senior Advisor Luis Alandoni na 96% sa mga reklamo laban sa kanilang panig ay gawa-gawa lamang ng GRP na isinumite ng isang baksak ng Judge Advocate General's Office noong November 2006. Umaasa ang NDFP na mauumpisahan na ang pag-iimbestiga sa mga kasong nakasampa sa JMC at maging ganap na itong instrumento para maipagtanggol ang karapatang pantao ng mamamayan laban sa terorismo ng mga opresyong militar at pulis ng gobyerno. Nag-uulat mula sa Roma, Italia, ito si Raymond Villanueva ng Coda Productions para sa Altermedia.